Welcome to Drug Tech Support. I'm Rich.
I'm Jason. And if our recording audio is trending the way it has been, getting progressively worse, we probably sound like we're recording in a cave through two tin cans and some string.
Yeah, but hopefully we've corrected all the issues now. We're at least back to the starting point. We still need to get some nice mics, but
we're using the first program that we recorded the quote unquote first podcast with, which that one sounded pro.
I love how we have to do like air quotes to the first podcast.
I know, can we just like agree from this point on, just call them 5, 6, 7 instead of being like, I swear this is number 3. Third time's a charm.
How many have we done now? I mean, we have 4. This is going to be our 5th, technically.
No, just say 4. This is
so,
4.
So we're cutting out the first one. Well, yeah, how about
the one that'll never see the light of day?
No, it's going to see the light of day. I'm working on it. I'm already part.
You know what you do? If we ever build up a fan base, we'll like release it as a bonus podcast if somebody buys
bonus episode zero.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's really bad. Did we explain why it's so bad and why we cut it, other than it being horrendously long and me being way too drunk before we started recording?
Yeah. I just remembered something about audio, if we're going to talk about audio quality. That when we used this program, I had the I type with my fists problem. I never switched my mic over to the jack, so I wanted to make sure we were on the correct mic because we don't need a repeat of the fist typing.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's fun.
We fixed our audio recording, but now it's just fist typing. So, topics this week, what do we got?
Oh, bleep, 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 bleep. I don't know. Well, oh, I wanted to talk about, I discovered, as we all know, Windows has retired XP and is no longer receiving updates from Microsoft, unless you happen to be running the embedded XP, which is used for ATM machines and like lottery machines,
right?
Stuff like that. They are still receiving updates till 2019, supposedly. And if you do like a fresh install of XP nowadays, like the Windows update site won't even load. Like you have to use the onboard. And I don't even think they'll give you regular updates past Service Pack 3. So I Googled like just XP update hack. I was just Googling around, you know?
Yeah.
Googling off. And I found there's a registry hack. It's not really a hack. It's just adding a line to your registry. Right. I hate when people call things hacks.
A patch.
A patch. Yes. To trick your Windows XP machine, or trick Windows Update into thinking that your XP machine is an ATM.
Okay.
And boom, you start getting all your updates. Not only get your Windows XP updates, but there's like special embedded ones. Like if you go to run Windows Update, you'll see like update da-da-da-da-da for Pro ATM XP or something.
Nice.
So I'll post a link to it. Did not cite my sources in my notes, so my bad.
That's all right. We can put it in the final post.
Oh, you know what? We're like audio experts. I will put in the source right now.
http://dynaurl.com/bu8b6cm.
And there we go.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's at least going to get you your core updates, you know. Obviously, they're not going to update the parts of Windows that don't exist on embedded.
Right.
But
right. And lots of people are probably not using XP. I just happen to work at a company that doesn't prioritize security updates, software.
I would imagine lumber's not really like a super important thing.
You'd be surprised. I got a lot of, you know, 5 stores, like 50 computers.
No, I mean like terrorists like knocking down your door.
Yeah. So anyway, we didn't have the money to upgrade all the XP machines. So I found this patch that, I mean, unless Microsoft closes it up, will allow you to still pick up security updates for XP. And if the notes are correct, it says till 2019, but I don't know. I have a feeling if too many people do it, Microsoft's going to put a stop to that somehow.
I know they have committed to 2019 for that and 2020 for Windows 7. So
really?
Yeah.
Assuming XP like the super longest supported.
It's probably got a record somewhere, I'm sure.
It still fucking works. The only reason it doesn't work is because people are pushing off. Like, they just want the cutoff. I found out that Windows 98 is still a viable operating system if you screw around with it enough.
Funny story. I went to a.
A funny story.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I went to a DEF CON meeting where the presentation was given on a Windows 98 machine, and I was like, hey.
What I have, I had like a 600 megahertz IBM ThinkPad, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think there's any browser that will work with 98 at all anymore. I mean, unless you find like some old version, but.
It's the same problem you had with your old Mac, too, where you couldn't find a browser that would work, right?
Exactly. But the workaround is all browsers have like a developer end that you can get into using like a special key code or something. Chrome, like all you do is go to like, there's like an internal web page you can go to, type it in your the little bar thingy up there where you type the www.
Right.
Like a fucking 60-year-old person talking about computers tonight. It gets you in developer settings and you can actually specify in the settings like what browser version, OS version you want to tell the internet you're using.
User agent.
Yeah, and it'll load the page accordingly. So 98, I couldn't get shit to load. Like, you know, it wouldn't run Flash. It just wouldn't run, like, anything. Like, I couldn't even. Like, it took an hour to load the Microsoft homepage. Like it's shit. So I told it that I was an iPad.
Oh, all right.
And it loaded it. So it loaded all my pages in iPad version.
Like the mobile version.
Like the mobile version. Good idea. You can even go as far as getting it to load the the mobile network for flip phones.
Oh, WEP, WEP or WAP, WAP. I don't know.
One of those things.
Yeah.
And it loads even crappier because it's all text. So if you want to, did you show me that video of the guy that got
the Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I was going to say that reminds me of the guy that did the project with the original Mac Classic.
How old? The Mac Classic, like, which came out?
80-something, 88, 89. Jesus. I don't know. It was a long time ago. And he used a series of connections to get it to the internet through serial cables into a Raspberry Pi, into his...
He had router. To load, like, all these... He had to program all these, like, weird filters and and shit.
Proxy.
It didn't even have a modem built in. I thought he had to like use a serial port.
Serial cable. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. I gotta say.
Pretty nerdy.
I love that old school stuff. That retro computing, if you will.
Yeah, it's fucking. It makes like using a computer kind of fun because you're figuring shit out as you go, like coming across problems. Like, you know, it's nowadays, unless it's something really serious, it's hard to come across a problem that like I haven't come across like a bazillion times.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, computers are becoming disposable. I mean, you buy a $299 PC and then throw it away when you're done with it, you know?
What are you talking about? Mac has had disposable computers for 20 years now.
High-end disposable. There's a difference. It's not truly disposable.
I guess I don't know if we talked about this in the previous pod, but I did realize that we're podcasting and talking shit about Apple at the same time, which is probably a no-no. It's probably on their terms and conditions.
It's probably frowned upon, if nothing else. Yeah.
Well, that the other shit we talk about. Terrorism, NSA, child porn.
We're on a list somewhere.
We're on somebody's list. Yes.
I'm going to grab a couple beers real quick. I forgot to pre-plan, and I already went through one. So.
I cannot drink that much.
Give me, like, 3 seconds.
3, 2, 1. And he's a fucking liar. What a piece of shit. I can't trust Rich. Ever.
So, what were we talking about? Back on topic.
I was talking about the XP updates, but I think we said everything we had to say about it. I just have to grab my source. ATM hack. I'm sure that's going to flag me.
Yeah, you're on a list again.
I read it. I'm on so many lists, dude. I've been on a list ever since that whole anarchist cookbook thing.
That was like forever. 2000.
It was like 2001.
Somewhere around there, 2001.
No, I was old enough to drink, so it was 2002. I never talk about the aftermath. That's the problem with drinking and your podcasting, like you forget the sayings, and then I think about it later when
true.
I listen to it. Yeah,
I had to, shit, I should have mentioned that.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, the Anarchist Cookbook thing, FBI's looking for me. I actually had to sit down with a dude in the FBI, came to my parents' house to talk to me, and, you know, with the badge and everything.
Right.
And I had to answer, like, all these questions, like, how do you feel about the government? What do you think of Timothy McVeigh's thoughts about the government? Like, all these weird questions. Like, I got interrogated. they're trying to see if I was a threat or not. And I'm, like, this scrawny, like, 21-year-old. I'm like, I just wanted to read the Anarchist Cookbook.
Yeah.
I did learn how to make underwater igniters using a match, some wax, and some resistors from good old Radio Shack.
Really? Never heard of that.
You get those strike anywhere matches. It's either a resistor or a transistor. Whichever one explodes when you heats up real good, when you put electricity on it, you short it out.
Probably
resistor. Those get warm. Anyway, so you take the match. God, and you don't know how many times strike anywhere matches mentioned in the Anarchist Cookbook.
Really?
It's like Radio Shack and those matches that strike anywhere. Like every other page.
Like sponsors, like
Radio Shack is like, yes.
The Anarchist Cookbook, brought to you by.
Brought to you by Radio Shack. So you take the match, and now I'm giving out Anarchist Cookbook recipes. So this is good stuff.
Yeah, this is terrible.
You wrap the resistor, so the resistor is touching the head of the match, and the lead wires are following the stem of the match. You then dip it in wax, which waterproofs it, and then you wire it up the way you normally would. So you have a waterproof detonator.
Nice.
So when electricity is applied, the thing heats up, which causes the other thing to ignite, and blah, 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 blah. You know they use dynamite to ignite the Hiroshima, the atom bombs?
Really?
Yeah, like that's how, like they used, it was basically a big pile of nuclear crap with TNT inside of it. So the TNT ignited, which was enough to cause the nuclear chain reaction.
Really?
I watched some boring film, like documentaries about that kind of stuff.
I love documentaries. I watch them all the time. Like,
yes.
On all different topics too, not just crazy. Like,
what do you think about? What do you think about the space one with Neil deGrasse?
Yeah, StarTalk.
Or the Cosmos? It's Cosmos. That's
super
high def. Like, it's really pretty. If you have.
I did like that one, but there's a new one that's starting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Star Talk. That one looks really good.
Star Talk. I had a topic.
All right. What was it?
Well, more of a question, and maybe it'll turn into a conversation. So laptops, right?
Right.
Blow a gaming. Have like always blown at gaming unless you buy like a high end like Alienware.
For the most part,
We're talking like brand new laptops that can't run like Minecraft. Yet our phones, which are I would say are about equally powered nowadays, can run everything. Is what I'm saying, and they have the onboard graphics chips now, so I'm. What I'm getting at is why I think they purposely make low-end laptops run graphics shitty just to sell them at a lower price when the technology's there and costs absolutely nothing.
There's probably some truth to that. I mean, we were just talking about disposable laptops. I mean, you can buy a laptop for $200-$300.
Yes, but will it play games?
Probably not.
Yeah,
it'll get you on the internet.
I was looking to see if there's a way to do like a little hack so I can play. Play like higher end games. Like you can play like Chinatown Wars now and Grand Theft Auto on the Android. Oh, it's like the Grand Theft Auto. It's the top down. They redid it. No. It looks kind of like the original, but it's more 3D and the camera's following you around. But it's a top down view, just like the old one. It came out for the Nintendo DS, and I guess it was popular enough to be ported for the Android. So like, I have all these games I can't play. Maybe I can find a program that will let me play Android games on my PC since...
Actually, there's an emulator that comes with the developer's kit. Yep.
Wait, well, let me tell you what I found. I feel like this pod's like boring and informative, not so much on the comedy.
Yet. I'm only on my second beer.
Draft on PC. Colt 45 and two zigzags. play Minecraft Personal Edition or Pocket Edition.
Yeah, but that one doesn't work with anything. Like.
No, shut up. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's
fine. Oh, forget it. I'm dropping that topic. I don't have... Like, I'm so unprepared. Like...
Well, I mean, was it on your notes?
Well, the note to bring it up, but then the actual program that I found's on my laptop.
Oh.
I was gonna plug the thing. We haven't plugged anything yet. Oh God. That's Afro Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like every fucking idiot stoner white person, like. Flips out when Afro Man comes on.
It's a good song, though.
Like, I know. I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard of any black folks who are like, oh, Afro Man. It's always some fucking idiot.
I'm trying to think.
Like, white girl. Oh my God, this is my jam.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Yep. Thank you. If I can figure out how to render, like, I try to make a song on the GarageBand.
Yeah.
And I got it recorded. I'm just trying to figure out how to export it so I can play. If I play it, you can't hear it. Well, let me try.
Okay, here it is. There's a how to use the emulator link where you can emulate Android. I'm going to add the link here to our chat.
Are we still in a chat room? Is there any way to combine?
Yes, actually.
Well, I'm talking about the web meeting, the chat. Is there no way to tie that in so people can chat right on the screen that we're on?
Not really. I mean,
you
can tie it in this way.
Oh my God, dude. Do you ever, like, overshoot icons when you're clicking?
Like, clicking where?
Like, I'm clicking, like, on my task, on my pinned programs down here on the bar. Like, yeah. I'll go to hit Windows Media Player, but, like, I'll overshoot it and click on Chrome next to it. And then I'll go to click it, and I'll skip it again, and I click on, like, File Explorer.
Yes.
I'm just like, fuck.
Drives me crazy, especially when it's something, like, you don't want to open. Like, it's going to take forever to load or, yeah. So, if you look in the chat here, I put the link to the emulator.
What are we called? Oh, I see it. Okay, I'm going to copy that and check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I've only played with it once or twice, but, you know, since I'm an iPhone guy.
Yes.
But I have a couple of Android devices, you know, over the years. I just prefer the iPhones because they just work.
Dude, what's with the Canadian flag?
I got them when I was in Winnipeg, and there's a window back there that leads to nothing. It goes to my kids' room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just covered it up so it looks like, you know, not...
Okay. Gotcha. What was I doing? Oh, I was just going to post that we're live if any people want to...
I already did. I commented on it that we were live.
Nobody cares.
And nobody cares. It's all right. It's understood.
Right. Fuck everybody.
All right. We have there, listeners. Somebody is downloading. I don't care who. Somebody is.
Somebody out there.
Somebody cares.
I always just assume it's some sort of glitch, and it's just like Google, like meta crawlers, like
I can see the ones that hit the robots files and stuff. And we have thousands of hits on our site this month. Like, well, I say thousands. It's really a thousand. I'm kind of exaggerating there.
But that's in the thousands.
A thousand visits is impressive for three podcasts in. I mean,
yes. So. Do you have any topics that you wanted to discuss?
Not really. I mean, I had I had kind of hoped we would be fixing Woody's computer today.
But, oh, I got a strange problem. Maybe.
Yeah.
You can figure out. So I got my desktop, which is Windows 7, mm-hmm. and the only network component is the LAN. It's plugged into the it's plugged in with Ethernet to uh-huh. my network. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, when my computer comes out of standby, I got a yellow, you know, exclamation, no internet.
Right.
And so, you know, Windows auto configures detects your network and they'll show you like public network, internet right. access. Mine suddenly will show two. It'll show local area connection and then it'll say network, and then below it'll say public network. It's showing up as two networks on the same Ethernet cable. Like, it's auto-discover two networks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's yellow. And the only way to clear it out is to disable and then re-enable the connection. And then it goes away.
Go in and turn off the power settings on your network. Like,
is it that simple?
Well, no. I'm just saying this is something we could try. Like, here.
Well, I can't sit here and, like, make it.
Screen share. Yeah. Okay. So check this out.
Yep.
Go in to adapters and then properties and then down configure and then power management.
I see it. Boom, boom, boom.
And you allow the computer to turn off the device. You want to uncheck that.
Ooh, what's a magic packet?
Oh.
Only allow a magic packet to wake the computer.
I have never heard that term.
I've never either. Allow this device to wake the computer. Wake on LAN, does that really get utilized? The only time I ever utilized that was in the internet cafe that I managed. I set all the computers up to wake on LAN so we could control everything from the main station. You know, you come in the morning.
I'm sure it's used enough where it's still there. I mean, obviously, so...
I must find out about these magic packets. Where can I acquire one?
Yeah, I already Googled it. It says, in Windows 7 and in Windows Vista, wake on LAN feature can wake up a computer from a power-saving state such as sleep. When you enable wake on LAN, the network adapter continues listening on the network when the computer's asleep, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it only wakes if it receives a special data packet. So I guess there's probably like a... Sounds like there, you know, it'll wake on any network activity or specific packets that you send. So,
okay, you know what I was picturing, like a glittery beanbag that you throw at the computer, and that wakes it up.
Oh.
I like mine.
Oh man!
Or we can just go with the boring one.
Glittery beanbag.
Yeah, like a rainbow shoots out of it as you're throwing it.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, boy. So.
Yes.
What can we chat about to fill time since people don't want
to... Whatever guest was just in the chat room said hey to me, and I went to reply, and it's, like, no longer available. Hmm. I'm scratching my nuts right now. You might want to cut that out.
Scratching your nuts or rubbing one out?
No. Hey! That Becky chick.
Yeah.
I told her we should have her on.
Yeah. If she could bring herself to do it, that'd be awesome because I'm really, like, I want to hear what she does.
Yeah, she does a lot of cool stuff. No, did you see I was segueing from the vagina to the Becky thing?
Oh.
Like, that was a joke from the Instagram. Oh my gosh. But no, seriously, yeah, she should come on. I'm going to stop talking about her now, though.
Yeah.
What is up?
What's up?
I'm getting evil, creepy looks.
From?
Kai.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh my.
Oh my. Ha 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 ha. We're like wicked, like dragging the night over here.
Yeah,
I had energy 2 hours ago, and we're supposed to do the podcast, but Now it's 11 o'clock.
I did read in a...
Could you give me a... Bud? Put something in my ass. Nothing. We're talking on the show. Like, there, if you listen to the podcast, you would know there is like a running gag where I was trying to get my friend Becky to join, but I just happened to be talking about vaginas when it seemed like I remembered to bring her up, which looked like really weird. Okay, you happy? I don't know. Like, this isn't doing anything for me. I'm gonna Bud Platinum.
The Colt 45's not doing
There's six of them down there. Hey, Rich.
Hi.
What you doing?
I was interjecting and you weren't.
Were you muting yourself? I couldn't hear you.
No, no, I was saying stuff. So interesting that, you know, might redeem us in the eyes of Apple, since we say fuck Apple so much.
Fuck Apple and their $10,000 gold iWatch. Well, no, see, I'm sorry, Apple Watch.
I read an launch article. But,
dude, you keep cutting in and out. What's going on?
You're muted. Can't hear you. There you are.
You are muted.
No, I'm not.
What? You keep coming. You keep cutting out on me. You keep coming on me. Wow. Where's my mic today?
On com, apparently. So, anyways, I was reading this article that actually kind of like renewed my interest in the Apple Watch because of the design process. Apparently, the goal wasn't to make a wearable device like everybody else is making. The goal was actually to make a device that would stop us from being buried in our phones all day. Like, a device where you could look at your watch real quick, like you were checking the time, and say, oh, yeah, that's not important, and just put your hand down. And then that notification goes away, but your message is still new on your phone.
Oh, my God, I got a Red Bull. I wasn't paying attention to anything you just said.
Awesome.
No, I'm just kidding. I like the concept of that, except like most of my wasting time on my phone is like scrolling through like web pages and articles and reading things.
True,
not like Facebook updates and
I
shit.
Think it's fair to say that we are in the IT field though, so we probably use our phones more for the smartphone side of things than most people.
What sucks is it's still got to be tethered to your phone, which is in your pocket.
Right. For now.
I do like all the
power limitation, I think, more than anything. I mean, once they can fit more in there, they'll probably make it independent.
Aren't we, like, down to, like the smallest we can get? Like, we have to go, like, nano after this?
I don't think so.
Like, the architecture is, like, so fucking small. I don't think they can... I don't know. They're always reading, like, it's the new... 20 nanometer or 20 mil, however the fuck CPUs are.
Yeah, I think it's nanometers. I think you're right the first time.
I don't know. I'm waiting. What are you shoving in my face there, buddy?
DVI.
Yeah, DVI. God, I am like dragging the night.
I drank a Red Bull on the way here, so.
I got Red Bull right here.
Nice.
Drunk Export, nice. Brought to you by Red Bull. Rebel.
And a delicious summer shandy.
I keep thinking like summer shanty. Like shanty. This is like my house. Shack. My little shack that I go to in the summer.
Little shack reminds me. Related, but it might be interesting for the podcast if we do some of the location type things. Like we're finding Matt, finding people, like...
I like where you're going.
We could maybe put a tech twist on it by using our technology know-how to research...
Looking people up for people?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at Facebook stalking people.
I'm thinking, like, I mean, we could... Like, I mean, there's people that we have talked about, like, Dusky, we haven't gotten in touch with again. Remember?
I have a feeling he's no longer part of the corporeal. Yes, on this earth. Yeah, I was trying to be smart. People always like cut to the chase when I'm trying to like think of smart people words.
Yeah, I mean
corporeal. Okay, so I finally figured out how to export my song, but I don't know how to play it. Like, Can
you probably can only play it in iTunes or on your iWatch.
Yeah, one of the it's got to be on your iWatch, man. That's the best quality. Yeah, I kind of want to watch. Not the iWatch. Oh my God, the Apple Watch. Why would they do that?
I don't know. I actually have been wondering that.
Like, everyone's expecting us to like call everything the I something. Let's fuck with them and call it the Apple Watch.
My fingers smell.
Where are you even sticking your fingers, bitch? Thank you for that.
They smell like a tire, like not like.
Okay, yeah. You should have led with that. My fingers smell like tires. Because then I could have made all sorts of like you fucking tire jokes or something.
Sadly, I just washed my hands, so my soap must smell like tires. And then I'm really drunk already.
Dude, I changed a starter motor for Kai's band today.
Yeah.
I feel like a man.
It's a good feeling. I changed my ignition coils not too long ago. I was very proud. Yeah. My wife was all like, our car's never going to start again.
I know. And, I was like, when I turned the key and it started, I was like, oh my God.
Was it just dead battery?
There were high five. Oh yeah, when it was clicking.
Yeah.
I borrowed some jumper cables because we've been trying to start it so many times that we just killed the battery. Right. So yeah, I charged it up and it started up and it's been fine since.
That's awesome.
Dude, I cannot buy a used car again. Like, so many fucking problems.
Always inherit somebody else's problems. Always.
Like, we just bought them within the past 2 months, both of our cars, and like I already have like a $200 bill for my car. Like, my back, I don't know if the struts or something. It's, I think this happened to your either your truck.
Where it just, no, it was my Grand Prix where it just kind of like bounced really high.
Yes. Yeah, that's what's wrong with my car. So it feels like I'm floating. Mm.
That was kind of fun. I remember that.
Yeah. So that's gone. There's a crack in my like manifold, some sort of manifold in the engine. So my car is like loud as fuck. Sounded like your Grand Fury did.
You can get like
You can get some kind of
like a JB Weld or something that you put on there. And like,
like I said, I changed the starter today, and I don't know if you can see my hand. I sent you a picture.
Your hand. That was pretty bad. Bloody and greasy.
Yeah, the chicks dig that, though. That's hot. Yeah, all like, I'm like got scars and shit.
Yeah.
The part that I was replacing is so like in the engine. Like you're supposed to take like the coolant system, the fans, and shit out of the way. So it's like super easy to replace.
Right.
But I ain't got time for that shit.
You know, we got time for that.
So I was climbing out of the car. I bought like a special ratchet so I could like work at weird angles and stuff. And
yeah.
All in all, it cost me $21 and probably a few ounces of blood.
Probably would have been like $300 if you brought it to the store too.
Exactly. I'm going to start scamming people for car stuff now.
So I found this new app today. I don't know if it's Android, but I know for sure it's on iOS. It's called Zoku. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, it's basically like a chat program, but it works over Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
So you could turn off your radios, your Wi-Fi, your cellular radio, everything, and just communicate strictly through Bluetooth with your friends. Like, it's good for like if you're in an area where there's no cell phone service, like if you're on a hike or something, or whatever.
And you want to talk to your friend that's right next to you? Right. Like a two-way radio kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Like, you know, if you go on like a spiritual vision quest, you can communicate.
Not bring your technology with you, because I think they frown upon that. Dude, where can I get cell service? I'm on a vision quest. Okay, so how did you play that YouTube video?
Oh, you just go up to more and then play YouTube video and then you
don't have those settings.
Oh, I have to make you an admin. Hang on.
All right, well, no, wait, could I play it? You are now a presenter. Thank you. Yeah. Can I just play an audio file? I should be able to. It's a meeting thing. Play YouTube meeting notes. Invite more people. Really? I can't just play an audio file? What if I wanted to, like, give a presentation and play some, like, pre-recorded Steve Jobs thing? Because Apple's awesome.
Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. All right. Here's what I'm gonna do, because I don't have the technology to do this. I'm gonna upload this MP3 as a video to YouTube.
We have the technology, and, but I don't want to spend a lot of money.
If we do desktop sharing, it doesn't share the audio.
Desktop sharing shares the audio. YouTube sharing does not.
So I'm just gonna do desktop.
Oh, look at that. A truck carrying 458 honey beehives rolled over. Yeah, you already said that.
I'm downloading a file, so the audio quality. I bet this would be better if I would plug my Mac in instead of using the Wi-Fi.
Perhaps. I did that. I actually turned on airplane mode and connected to the Ethernet that way.
So. I'm going to do that. It's like making me install software.
I think if you do that, it may disconnect from the meeting, but you'll just have to reconnect. You can join an already in progress meeting.
Whoa, your audio just got super loud.
Hey, man.
I'm waiting.
Rebuffering.
Please hold. Rebuffering.
Wizard did.
Oh, come on. Oh, there it is. Like, the website's just like, welcome to the installer. Please cut all this boring-ass shit out, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh,
this is like the most boring podcast.
Yeah, I probably won't get around to editing this until Sunday evening, though.
Oh, I can edit it.
Because tomorrow
on I'm the road be
in a festival.
Who's getting fisted?
Going to a festival tomorrow. We're actually talking about going out tonight. There's an event. But depends on how long this takes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Woody?
I don't know. You were supposed to call him. Talk to him. Whatever you do.
I didn't know I had a... The installation was successful. Yay!
Did we talk about my original phone?
The original phone. The Motorola?
No, the one on my screen right now.
I'm trying to, like, share my screen. And... Oh, my God. Why do you keep all your, like, original stuff? I'm very jealous.
I'm a hoarder.
Well, and you, like, had jobs and been stable, and I was a homeless man living out of my backpack. If I kept my first fucking... What the hell happened, dude?
You switched your network connection?
Oh my God, now I'm a...
Now you're on the other side. I can't hear you. Hey, there you are.
Dude, this program is like freaking me the fuck out.
Take your mic.
Well, I clicked on... This is a brand new headset, dude.
Yeah, but you keep hitting it.
I don't, though.
Okay.
I'm trying to share my desk.
I don't know.
Oh my God, is it working? Is it working?
Oh, there it is. I see it. Look at that.
Yes.
All right.
So, my kids and I recorded a
Wait, didn't this not work on your Mac the last time we tried it?
I don't remember.
I'm 99% sure it didn't work. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that podcast now.
I remember. So let's talk about the theme. Like, we haven't had a theme. Like, very first episode, we had that techno-y thing with the I kind of like that. I think we might keep that as an intro and just do like a dumb song as an outro.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, so I'm playing with different things. Like, we want to do the butt rock song. Drunk takes a park.
Yeah.
But, all right, this is the one me and my two daughters and my son yelling in the background did. So let's play it. And it's not cleaned up, so it's got a beginning and an end of us just talking.
That is fucking amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. I'm telling you. That's our theme song.
Really?
Yeah.
That was one take.
That needs to be it.
Like the intro?
Yeah. Like the kids is definitely what does it for me. They're like, yay.
Well, I told them to like be bored, like yay, like it wasn't that exciting. They did it on the last, the very end of here. I'll play it one more time. GarageBand. Yeah, my kids are awesome. There, we'll cut to there.
Yeah, they did. Right at the end.
Yeah, we hear my son, like, they're trying to act bored. My son's back, and I'm like, yay!
Yeah. Too little to understand. He thinks everything's awesome.
Yes.
Stop
screen sharing. So I'm going to, you know, maybe work on some different ones, and we'll...
Yeah, I like that one, though. I mean, sweet. That could be it for at least this episode, and then we'll see if there's something better that comes up.
Yeah. I make some crazy techno intro, you know.
Yeah, or we could use that one for an outro, and, you know, we can change up the intro. I don't care.
Cool.
Snake is very active tonight.
Oh, dude, I don't think we want to talk about your snake right now.
No, not that I'm snake. I'm not nearly that drunk. Snake.
Oh, you got a pet snake. What's your snake's name?
Crush.
Crush. Oh, wow, look at him.
Yeah. He's like being all active and shit.
He certainly is. You gotta put a webcam on that thing so you can like see him everywhere. Oh my god! So we're talking about the phones,
the phone webcams.
Yeah, the phone webcams. So I've been digging around my place. I have 4 unused Android phones.
Awesome.
Yes, I got to find stuff to do with them. I think you said you wanted one.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Okay. You got one, though, right? You bought one?
I got one, yeah.
For how much?
$8 on eBay.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Fuck you, Raspberry Pi.
It's got a bad SIM. That's all.
Yeah.
I can't use it on the cell phone. Yeah, exactly. I just need Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but if you're running Android, like a... What version? Is it Android?
Mm-hmm.
What version?
I have no idea. I think it's Gingerbread. It's old.
Mm. Well, you buy one of those USB dongles, Snicker, and plug in flash drives, mice, keyboard.
Yeah, like,
it's pretty USB friendly. I like it.
Screenshot this.
Yeah, I was just gonna do that. Wait, so Command Shift. I like this. I'm not doing anything retarded. I never have anything screenshot worthy. Oh, you moved, you fucking.
Oh, hang on.
Answered.
I'm trying to get my fat out of the picture.
It works because it's a big head.
Oh, yeah.
Hold a beer up or something so we know it's like a human, not like a... Okay, don't move. Hold still. Boom. Okay. I should create a drunk tech support Dropbox and share it with you.
Yeah.
These instantly get uploaded to my...
I would actually use Dropbox just for that reason. I will break
shit you're not worried about.
I will break my NSA. NSA. Just for you.
Aw, thanks, bro.
Fuck the NSA.
And, whoa, okay, all right. We don't need any more enemies. I think we have enough.
Anemones?
We should just pick a random group and say fuck them. Let's see.
Let's Google random group. Random.
And the first thing that shows up, we'll say buck.
Random group of hikers in Boston, Mass. Fuck you guys.
Fuck random group of hikers in Boston, Mass. Bitches. We should do that like once a day.
Yeah.
We should have like roll the random group dice.
Yeah.
It'd be like,
or we can do, fuck those people. We can just Google organization.
Are you like fucking drunk, dude?
I'm getting there. The ambidextrous organization. Fuck you guys.
With the fucking being able to write with two hands and shit.
Yeah. Some of us only have one hand that we can work with. The other one looks like we're retarded. Yeah.
I wish I could jerk off with both my hands, but I can't.
All right. Shit.
It hurts.
We want to talk about old technology. and things you'll understand more than anyone probably. Look what I have hooked up to my TV.
Hold on one second. Is that a Lilliput screen?
This is the original screen from my truck, like the Crown Vic, the Toyota.
Like, that's not the one from. That's not the screen from your first car, Peter.
No, not the first one. Because remember, I sold that one at MIT because somebody offered me like $300 for the whole setup.
Holy shit, dude!
But this is like the second one I bought. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it still works. I hooked it up.
We were all up on that like before it was a thing.
Exactly.
We keep missing out on like trends.
Yeah, mostly because we're poor and lazy. If we really were like, you know what, this is awesome, and we sunk everything into it, we would probably go broke because it wouldn't become a
thing. Right. Well, you know what happened? That guy that bought your car computer for $300 is probably the guy that patented it and
probably
put it in the dashboards of all. But you know, it's so fucking easy now. Like, you sent me the link for the iPad to put in your dash. Like, that's your whole goddamn computer right there.
Exactly. I mean, nowadays technology has changed a lot.
Yeah.
A tablet can do everything.
That's no like. There's no fun to that. Like, I like a PC.
I know. I had a full all the
peripherals in. I have a backup camera. Yeah. I did too, dude. My Monte Carlo, my '98 Monte Carlo. It had in the dash. It had like a fucking cassette tape holder.
Yes.
The whole like 10 cassette tapes. So that was like the perfect spot for a screen. Like, you know, a little 7-inch screen. Right. And I didn't have the money to buy, you know, like Lilliput's like where it's at with those screens. They're touch screens, capacitive, you know, just like a little pen to do it, which is awesome. I did buy one for like $180 and it was so fucking sweet. I had to run in Windows 7 in my car, like Winamp visualizations while I'm driving, you know, running over pedestrians.
Oh, Winamp, man.
It really kicks the llama's ass.
You want to talk about running over pedestrians? The best thing I ever did was when I put my Xbox. When I did an Xbox in my car and played Grand Theft Auto while driving.
You scare me with your doing stuff while driving, bro. You're going to fucking be dead.
I'll be all right.
When you're like rushing in so we could do the podcast and texting me while you're like speeding. And then I didn't hear from you for like 45 minutes. I'm like, he's dead. He's splattered. Yeah. He's got his cell phone embedded in his forehead.
Yeah. Ironically, not one of the accidents I've ever been in has been related to my distracted driving.
Well, that's good.
So knock on wood, you know, type with your fists.
Fuck ambidextrous people.
Right.
Okay. So what was I talking about related to car computers? I started to talk about my Monte Carlo.
Showing you the screen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like the one. Oh, I was telling you how I procured my screen because I couldn't afford a Lilliput,
right?
At the time, so we went to a Walmart, bought one of those dual screen DVD hookups for, you know, the back seats for the kids.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And one of them was just a like an analog, you know, a yellow RCA input.
Yes.
And the other one was like the control unit. So I did the old switcheroo. I bought it for like $80 at Walmart and did the whole, I want to return this. This isn't the thing I wanted.
Right.
But I neglected to put the second screen in the box. And they didn't really check.
Oops.
Yeah. So I got a free, you know, shitty analog screen.
Yeah, that's all this is. It takes that composite input.
Yeah, it's so hard to read text though on the analog screens.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to do a touch screen at some point, or at least an iPad. But you know.
Okay. Well, here's my next idea, to be able to have the power of a desktop PC and the peripherals and all that expandability, and use a tablet at the same time. And this is probably stupid. I wanted to take like a shitty old 7-inch tablet,
right?
Mount that to the dash, but still have a PC in the back work. Have either a Bluetooth network between the two, or like a Wi-Fi, and use not like a VNC. Like there's faster ones that give you higher frame rates.
Yeah,
and run that so I could have the full power of the PC. And I tested it and it worked. It worked pretty damn good. I sort of gave up because I'm lazy.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of peripherals would you want other than a camera? And
like several webcams, like a forward and rear facing. Carlo. Tired of having to borrow a dime to stop my Monte Carlo. So I had a forward facing camera. So, you know, I had the bucket seats, so I leaned way back till you couldn't see anything, and I was driving off the screen, doing circles around the parking lot. It felt pretty cool.
And you talk about me and my distracted driving.
I'm looking at the screen. I'm seeing the same thing I'm seeing if I was standing up.
I've always wanted to do a recording system where I set up cameras in my car. That way, if you ever have a bad interaction with a driver or an officer of the law.
Oh, my God. Like Russian cam. Like, every other day, it's some fucked up shit in Russia. Because I guess they all have dashboard cams to crack down on, like, crooked cops and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That's how they caught that that meteor that exploded.
Exactly. Yeah. I've always wanted to
That's
do
a
that.
Good idea.
I've had some times where I wish, you know, I had proof. Obviously, it wasn't me who did it, but I got pulled over, you know, those types of things.
Yeah. Have you played with Hyperlapse?
Mm-mm.
You got an iPad. It's a free Instagram program. It's called Hyperlapse.
Yeah.
It's what it creates. Those are the videos that are, they're like high speed, like it's a time lapse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they're really smooth. I took one. I went on like a 10-mile trip, and I took a hyperlapse of the whole journey. And you go back and play it, and it's like it's kind of trippy. It's really like surreal. Like
just try it out.
It does. It does like frame stabilization. So the bumping, it gets rid of all the jagged, you know, like a Steadicam does.
Right.
And it sort of blends each frame together, so you get like this weird, like smooth. Kind of blurry. Everything's just that's crazy. Huh. Fucking look it up. Don't we have?
You want to talk about? Oh, I didn't have a topic. I did have a topic, and I just remembered it when you mentioned this app. I tested out a new app today, yesterday I got it.
Ooh.
It's called Banjo. BAN.JO.
Are you sure it's not called Flux with three X's?
Fuck you. So. Anyways, it connects to all your social networks, and it connects to everybody's social networks, and it uses location to connect. This is the interface right here. I don't know if you can see that, but of course, people listening can't see it. But essentially, what it does is it aggregates all of social networking, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything, and it aggregates it. So that way, if there's a major event, like right now there's flooding in Houston, you can go in here and you can look at trending events and you can see flash flood sweeps through Houston.
Hold on. Don't move. I'm screenshotting you. Okay. Good to go.
All right. So anyway, so you click on that, you know, flash flood sweep through Houston.
Yeah.
Boom. And then it takes you to random people's pictures from Houston.
Oh, from the year. So you get like,
so it goes to like a 15-mile radius, and it pulls from everybody's social network in 15 miles around that Houston area where the flooding's happening. And it posts all their pictures and videos and everything. And you can like aggregate it all. And like they showed in the article that I read that told me about the app, there's a way, I haven't done it yet, but you can make a collage basically with a bunch of the pictures.
Yeah, that I have a feeling that's like where the news is heading.
Yeah. I'm really excited because tomorrow we're going to be doing we're going to a music festival. And
Wait a second. Is that like the thing that they do in Dark Knight Rises?
I don't know. I'm not a superhero person.
Oh, you fucking crazy motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
So Batman's trying to stop the Joker and he can't, and he goes too far and does some weird convoluted thing, which in retrospect doesn't make a lot of sense. He somehow turns every cell phone in the city into a sonar device.
Hmm.
So Morgan Freeman can sit there and watch like the entire studio at once. Like all the cameras are like blending together.
That's interesting.
Sounds kind of like what you're explaining.
I mean, it's similar, except people are opting into it, and they're, you know, they're taking their pictures. It's similar, except they're opting into it. They're taking their pictures and they're putting them on the internet, and that's where they're getting them. So it's not like an evil purpose. So.
Well, it wasn't evil. He was trying to stop the Joker.
The good guys were doing it. Okay.
Yeah, so Batman did it. It was like, Batman, you went too far. I think we should. This was a segment idea. I wanted to like do the name the fucking pop culture thing and see if you fuck. I wanted to turn into some game to see if you could like.
To see if I could answer it. Because
just out of like osmosis, could you like maybe figure some things out? You could probably
do a pretty good segment out of it. Me and the wife were listening to a serious show today where they do where they ask this guy questions like, how do you do stuff? And he has no idea how to do it. Like, you know, they'll call in like, how do you rebuild a carburetor? And he'll just try to BS his way through it. Like,
that's pretty much how I go through my day.
I think that could be interesting if you wanted to do that with like pop culture references. I am drunk.
Yes. Pop culture reference. How long have we been recording?
I have no idea. Let me look at Audacity. 1 hour and 15 minutes.
15?
Yep.
That's not bad.
No, not
plus we like started out all like
gay.
Yeah, we were like having sucking like each mad and fucking webcam sex. I was like licking my nipples. Bromos for life, dude. I'm gonna get that tattoo.
Right.
All right, I'm posting on my page just that we're poding yeah. on our podcast.
Poding on our podcast? Yes. Oh, so I think I'm gonna put a bowl or something on the inside of my head. The Minecraft head.
Okay.
It slips to the front and the back, so I can't see easily. I think if I like tape a bowl to the top where it sits over my head, I think.
And tape that to the box, yeah.
Yeah.
And keep it in place. Yeah, I saw you had to sort of like hold it on your head.
So I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna play around with it. I have to sew up my Green Man suit too, so I'm handy like that. I can sew and shit. Really half-assedly, but.
So. Hot poding on our podcast. Nobody wants to chat tech. Well, fuck you then. I'm out. Outie.
Peace. So next week, we really need to line up a guest to fix a computer because I'm going to be completely free the entire weekend. We could even do a double podcast weekend next week, depending on your timing.
Two like podcasts?
In 1 week, yeah. Because I have literally the whole weekend. My wife is going out of town, and I will have the whole weekend free from Friday on. So.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah. So, that being said, we can talk about the double-decker thing, like doing two, but more importantly, even if we only do one, I want to make sure we have a guest that we can fix a computer because –
Dude, and you know what I realized? Your brother has been the best guest we ever had.
Yeah, and he needs to come back on because we haven't finished cleaning his viruses off.
Really? He didn't have an ego.
Yeah,
like that's a big problem. We're supposed to be the egos, and we can't have like some other. Nah, dude, we're the alpha males.
Exactly.
And you get somebody else that wants to like take the spotlight. That's no good. No bueno. Yeah.
Not for the show, anyways. I mean, if it was just us going around.
Well, if it's like just regular end users, like your brother, like that was good. Like there was a good like back and forth. He's like, oh, I don't even know what a podcast is. I'm like, whoa, we're doing one, right? You know.
And I think we may hit something if we get this guy Woody on the show next week. Maybe try to work it out where he schedules something. Because even if it's early, I can do it. Like. It just has to be after 6 because I don't get home until 6. But.
I cannot do another fucking 10:30 podcast. Well, actually, yeah, you know what? After this weekend, like this weekend, like Kai's bringing the kids to New York. I'm going on to Boston. MIT's this weekend. I wanted to talk about that, but I think we're like running out of time.
Are you going to MIT or?
I'm going as a
customer.
Customer. Yeah, like $5 to get in. I just didn't have the time to like get all my shit together.
Yeah. I really miss that flea market. That was one of my favorite things about living in New England, is being able to go to the MIT.
Can't you like what is the cost for a plane to get up here?
It's like $300-$400.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How the fuck do people fly like all the time?
Mostly because their business pays for it, but
You gotta figure that out.
I work for the state. I'm not gonna get anything paid for.
I know. Like, sure, you can go. Have fun paying for it.
You know, I mean, there's positives and negatives. I mean, if you want to talk about like the IT world, I mean, you work for private industry. I work for the state. I mean, they say like the state never has money and blah blah blah, but I think it's safe to say that your company is pretty cheap and never has money too. I mean, you're finding hacks for Windows XP to make a 15-year-old OS work, you know.
It's because I just don't want to take the time to sit down and fucking explain it to people. Like,
well, even so, I mean, what's their justification? I mean, if you were in a field where you have to protect data, mm-hmm. or, you know, like you had to hide stuff from somebody, you know, I mean, I get that. You have to be secure, but in a lumber company, I mean, what are you protecting? Honestly.
Child porn.
Well, that can be on Windows XP then, because whoever has it should be got, right?
Yeah. Those bastards.
Let it be hacked.
God.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that being said, I, you know, working for the state, I mean, I think it's easier to justify things. That, you know, the money's not infinite. There's definitely a ceiling, but it's people are more willing to listen, I think, than they are in private industry. I think that's where the difference comes.
I think that's interesting. Like, we're two different ends,
yeah,
of the business. But I also have a third one, because the other company that I do work for is a nonprofit, so that's a whole different set of rules. Especially if they're a small company, there's a lot of like I'm getting them hooked up with either Office 365,
right?
Whichever, yeah,
yeah,
or Google Apps for free.
Nice.
They're a nonprofit, so they get like they have like a package. It's like X amount, you know. You get the 1 terabyte with 360.
Yeah,
and I think Google it's like 60 gigabytes or something. But I'm pushing them more towards Google because MS is still fucking 365 is still.
It's a pain to deal with.
I had such a bad experience with them. And there's like, if you look in the admin panel for 360, is it 360 or 365?
365.
Yeah, 360 fucking five. You look in the admin panel, there's like a fucking problem every day. It's like, oh, service degraded. Yeah. We're currently trying to figure out why this is happening.
And you know, I think it really comes down to a matter of, do you want to deal with the problem so that your users don't have to relearn an Office suite, or are they completely not willing to learn? And
yeah, that,
you know, I mean, you got to kind of look at it both ways, I guess, the training and the stability, especially if you're the one who has to teach them.
Yeah. Well, yes. A lot of people on my work are pretty sharp, so it doesn't take too much to show them how to do stuff. It's just a lot of people are used to, you know, you get people that get used to a certain way of doing things, so it's very difficult to.
I'm sure a lot of people use Gmail, or at least are familiar with it now, though, where you could probably transition easily, though. So.
Yeah. Well, like, people get scared. They're like, oh, Google, Gmail. I don't like Google. Well, Google's getting away from the Google, what was it, Google app? Like, they use the Drive now.
Yeah, yeah.
Google Docs. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, Google Docs. I don't know. Like, I got freaked out because there was no save button. It just automatically saved everything I was doing. Remember? Yeah. I was like,
dude, I don't know if it's saved.
I'll just put the save button there so I have peace of mind.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was really weird. An MIT guy. It was just freaky.
Like, they put a warranty on the box. I got it.
It's 99.9% effective. I got an email from, speaking of nonprofit, I got an email from the guy at the company. Jason, did you notice anything on this computer that I could compress files with or maybe recommend something? Now, I set this computer up for him, so probably means I forgot to put fucking 7-Zip or something. Well, I think 7-Zip's a little too much for a customer like WinRAR. WinZip is shit. I can't believe it's still around. Is it? I don't know. People in my current company use it, but it could be just an old installer.
Maybe. Like, I swear by 7-Zip. I put 7-Zip on all my PCs.
7-Zip's awesome. That's what I did for the Minecraft server that I ran, that was handling all the, because it's like scriptable and you include it in a batch file. I think you do that with WinRAR. WinRAR is like my second pick. That used to be my favorite.
Yeah, I used to use that all the time, but you know, when there's free stuff that does RAR files, why would you use it?
Right. And so, WinRAR like wants money.
Did you hear, I know you use Steam for some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Did you hear what they're doing?
No.
Apparently you have to spend at least $5 to get the chat functionality on Steam.
Like $5 total?
Yeah. Until you spend a minimum of $5 on your account, you'll be blocked out of friend invites, group chat, Steam discussion boards, voting on Greenlight games, and more. But yeah,
I mean, $5, dude, that's really not that.
I mean, yeah, everybody probably does that if they're actually...
Who the fuck has Steam and, like, no games? Unless you're using, like, your own games and importing them?
You know.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They don't want you freeloading motherfuckers hanging around not spending money, chewing up all their chat bandwidth.
I think it's a combination of that and, you know, keeping out bots. You know, nobody can just set up a fake account and use it.
So. Yeah. The deterrence. That's good.
Yeah. So... Yeah, it's interesting. But
dude, this has to be our blandest podcast so far. I hope the audio quality is good at least.
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. And next week we get, you know, at least one guest that we can fix and I think we'll be good.
I'm gonna smoke a big fat crack rock next Friday. It'll be crazy.
How's it going, guys?
Hey guys!
I gotta find
someone that sells crack rocks.
I'm calling you from my phone because I took my computer apart before the show.
Yes. Good stuff.
Well, I don't have anything else to talk about unless you do. We're an hour and 30 minutes in.
We're supposed to plug the email halfway through the show or something, or at the beginning.
Well, we can just do it right now and then cut and paste it into the middle.
Hey, we don't have any guests. Probably because we never tell people that they can contact us at drunkfixmail.com. Wait, no.
drunkfix@gmail.com.
Fucking, this alcohol is like screwing our show up pretty bad.
Drunk, that's the point.
drunkfix@gmail.com. I had another Fringe sprint. I'm still watching Fringe, like slowly getting through the last season, and came across another fucking product placement that was so shame. Like, you thought that the car thing I told you about, like, was bad. Like, and I told you they did do Sprint. I was waiting for Sprint to show up, and oh my god. Like, the beginning of the episode, you know, they do, like, the ominous, like, something's going to happen. It's like a public scene. Some guy's buying coffee. He pulls his fucking Sprint phone out. And you know what? They're getting all this pre-promotion because I'm bitching about it. They probably do that on purpose. So probably. Whether you subliminally pick it up and go to them or you bitch at everyone about it, everyone knows about Sprint now. So he pulls his phone.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, you know.
Right. But it's – I can still bitch about it, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So the guy pulls his phone. He's like, orders a cap coffee. Chick's like, whatever. I'm making your coffee. And pulls out his fucking phone. And it's all like, Sprint! Right across the top. And it's basically the near field communication pay. Right. It's like the Apple Pay or iPay for Sprint. And
yeah, they went with iPay, but not iWatch.
Yeah. And so they zoom in on him like tapping the machine and is saying paid for, like it's some part of the plot. And then he pays for his coffee, goes outside, and that's when the episode starts. Like everyone starts dying from some. I think it turns out it's like nanites, little machines that are like killing people. And I thought the coffee thing was like part of like, oh, it's going to turn out with the coffee. Like the coffee was poison.
But really, it was just product placement.
It was just a goddamn excuse for product placement. And the guy that bought the coffee drops dead, but drops his phone like right next to him.
Sprint right, side so, up.
Probably. I didn't look that closely. So cut to they bring in the fringe guys and they're trying to figure out what's going on. And so Walter picks up the guy's phone. He's like looking at it. Like all of a sudden it's like a piece of evidence. And the chick that's with them, he's like, maybe this, you know, he holds up the Sprint again. So we're looking at the Sprint screen.
Of course.
Like he's holding it. Maybe this, because it showed last purchase or purchase accepted. He said, maybe this purchase had something to do with it. And the chick's like, they're still showing the phone. She's like, no, that's just how people pay for things nowadays. Using this whatever feature is called. I'm like, this is a commercial. They just put a fucking commercial into the beginning into of the show.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with the show.
Nope.
That's right.
And oh God. And then they're doing like, you know, the FaceTime with the Sprint. Like
right.
They work the phone into the episode so awkwardly that it stands out like I don't know.
Thumb.
I'll be done with this show soon, so you won't have to hear me bitch much longer. I haven't gotten to like.
I think it's interesting.
I haven't gotten to the Ford Leaf part yet. There is the car. Leaf. Is it the Nissan Leaf? Yeah, because there's this whole part where they're having like their science conversations, but they're standing next to one of those electric chargers for them.
Yeah.
Like the scene's just so fucking awkward.
That's funny. I wonder how much.
I wonder if there's a story behind it. Like if it turns out, like, hey, like, you know, it was a good show, and they're really like faltering in their last season, and had to like sort of take it up the ass from a couple companies to keep their show going. That I can understand.
Here, I found a Reddit post. Did the product placement in Fringe bother anyone else? The whole video calling with the Sprint thing, newfangled video chatting feature, voice command on Olivia's car.
Oh, God, I forgot about the – I've gone past that part already. It's literally, like, just out of nowhere. Like, all of a sudden, there'll be an episode that starts out, she's in her car, and she's like, whatever the program is, call this person. It's like, calling this person. And they're zoomed in on the screen on the dash. And then the other guy in the car is like, whoa, what's that? He's like, oh, it's a new video, you know, the new audio. I don't get it. Because, like, you watch the show for, like, several years, and you, like, get to, like, feel attached to the characters and shit. And then they start doing stupid shit like this. It's like you marry someone, and they, like, suddenly show up, like, retarded one morning. And it kills me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't watch TV.
Huh.
Really?
Here's an article, How Product Placement Took Over Science Fiction from E.T. to Star Trek. And you know, it shows a picture of E.T. drinking a beer. I never noticed that before. But
yeah.
Brand.
Oh, yeah, he was drinking a Budweiser. With the
Marlboro
little
in the Superman movie.
Yeah, but was he like Superman, like standing like on a hill, and he's like, "Ah, I saved the city," smoking a cigarette,
smoking a Marlboro. Yeah, I guess there's a difference there because you know.
Yeah, there's a difference between just having it in the background. Like, have you watched recent music videos? I mean, that's all they are. And, yeah. Oh, dude, there's a
lot of times where they do it just because that's the brand the person's wearing, and they have to like blur it out.
Right.
But when they don't, there's an obvious reason why.
No, I gotta go. I gotta get ready for, like, I'm not even, like, ready to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I fucked up my whole weekend.
I'm sorry. I tried. Bitch. I really did.
I know. But how fast were you driving?
90-something. Somebody.
While texting me? I'm doing 90 right now, LOL. which is fun. Maybe you'll get like podcast famous before you fucking die in a car crash. And they'll be, this will be your legacy.
Maybe.
I remember Rich from Drunk Tech Support.
All 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Should we have like a goodbye song like Mr. Rogers or something?
No.
I'll be back when the day is new.
Let's just play our intro our melody that you made.
And we'll have more tech stuff to talk about.
Sometimes.
All right, I'm out.
All right, man.
Have a good
See you.
Yep.
Chat tomorrow.
Peace.
Later.